USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to talk with governors on Thursday regarding opening back up the United States. Housing Secretary Ben Carson says we can't wait for the coronavirus outbreak to be completely gone before starting to reopen the economy.
We had, going into this, an incredibly strong economy. Things are going very well. The fundamentals, the underlying structure of our economy is very solid and very strong.
Carson speaking there on Fox News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is describing the new normal when the states begin reopening their economies. He says four steps are needed before the economy can return from the pandemic. Among them is controlling the rate of the infections and strengthening the current health care system. And according to the Labor Department, 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One state says they're continuing to work on plans to reopen, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
California is making plans to reopen businesses to help ease the unemployment crisis that they have there due to the coronavirus pandemic. California was once a state with record low unemployment, but now that's reversed.
Just like that, now 2.7 million people claiming now the need for unemployment insurance in just over 1 month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
The governor saying that each illegal immigrant will receive $500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As China's government downplayed the COVID-19 pandemic, the world looked towards the WHO for guidance on how to respond. But according to Congressman Michael Waltz of Florida, instead of responding, they helped the Chinese to cover up what was going on. Congressman Waltz tells Fox News this is the perfect time to put a freeze on funding for the World Health Organization to exactly figure out where your tax dollars are going.
My argument is this is exactly when it needs to happen. We need the WHO to change its behavior sooner than later. And, you know, one point that I think is getting missed, this isn't just the United States having issue with the WHO or having issue with China. This is a global problem. There are a number of European countries, African countries and others that were looking to the WHO for guidance on the severity of this. They were looking for them on guidance on getting to the bottom of how it's spreading, whether it's human to human or just animal to human, and whether the magnitude of what was coming out of China. And all of it was downplayed, and I think it caused a global delayed reaction and has literally cost the world lives. So this isn't just a Trump issue or an America issue. This was a global issue.
The PGA Tour is the first sports organization to announce plans to resume playing during the COVID-19 pandemic. The PGA Tour says their first event will be the Charles Schwab Challenge in Fort Worth, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.